your body, get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kalamazoo. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because have we got an exciting show for you. Ooh. Listen up, folks. We've got an exciting show for you. Here we come.
We're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Remember, our message, we are the Fanatic Organics, and that is Alive and Well, and what keeps you and makes you alive and well. And at all the wonderful choices that you have at Alive and Well. Beautiful organic herbs, combinations, nutrients, terrific prices you've never seen before, proteins, you name it. It's all there at Alive and Well. And our best buddy, hand in hand in the beautiful air-conditioned area, very comfortable, lovely granite marble table setting, very, very marble, is the Broth Cafe. And remember, because it's really important to understand, that's the broad spectrum concept of the word broth. It's not one dish, it's many, 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 many. And whether your choices are vegan, vegetarian, or whether you want wild, gorgeous fish, or organic chickens, meats, all of these different wondrous organic choices are there for you at the Broth Cafe with the best prices. And we've gotten great local reviews from the Maui newspapers. It's really been very exciting and delicious. Remember that. Delicious, tempting, wonderful, and building your health, giving you back great health in all the different ways there at Alive and Well. And you know, when we're talking about the Broth Cafe, there's so many fabulous choices, and we have different wonderful smoothies and things that we feature all the time, okay? And that's, they always say aloha from the Broth Cafe to Alive and Well. Fresh, new organic specials, nourishing, delicious, crafted with aloha. You may have heard Calm Current Smoothie. This is a soothing, uplifting blend of organic coconut milk, organic mango, banana, kava, ashwagandha, and blue spirulina, and the perfect way to unwind and reset, and delicious to the palate. We have our Herbalicious Smoothie, again organic, refreshing mix, strawberries, cucumber, mint, moringa, chia, vibrant, uplifting, packed with organic plant-powered goodness. And don't forget this, I always say this because this is so much of my Jewish background and the reason I'm here when my mother met my father, because he was running the very famous deli a zillion years ago on the boardwalk in Coney Island, Fight Brothers Appetizing, what they used to call. And she went to get a bagel, and that's where she met my dad. So they have the Maui bagel specials, and the bagels there are Og bagels. 100% organic, locally made in upcountry Maui, and any other place, they're only available at the Saturday Farmers Market, but every day at Alive and Well, and you can even get from the freezer the bagels to take home, but they're 100% organic. And these 100% Maui bagel specials, the Everything Lox bagel. Now, if you're a real Jew, this is what you gotta get. Lox and bagel, I grew up on this one. You know, every holiday, every day, every weekend, a classic with the smoked wild salmon, cucumbers, chemical-free organic cream cheese, sprouts, and all the savory goodness you love, and our strawberry banana bagel. We have other with nut drizzle, and phenomenal. Okay, all okay.
You got everything except the boardwalk in Brooklyn is what you got.
That's right. My mother with the gorgeous red hair and the tiny little shorts and everything. My father said he fell madly in love.
So what was more popular, the bagel or your mother?
Well, I think that my father always said, that, and he was the youngest of a very large family that fled here and came to Ellis Island. He said, we were the first delicatessen ever. I can't prove that.
No.
But appetizing was the word for delicatessen before it was the word. And they had that there on the number one spot where it all started was the boardwalk in Coney Island. And she was taking a walk there and walked in and met my dad, and the rest is history.
Oh, boy.
Without a bagel, I wouldn't be here. You can say that. Without a bagel.
Well, you're the cream cheese, baby.
Thank you. That's
it. Bagel.
And again, and we only use the wild, none of the farmed salmon or anything. And remember, too, that sign up for our rewards program to earn points for every purchase, earning free delicious things from our Broth Cafe. Okay? Will you talk about the vortex deer?
I can talk about the vortex deer. The Maui deer love vortex water. That's why they hang out up in the mountains.
That's right.
And they drink from the running stream.
We all do. We all love the vortex.
If you want the energy of a buck, if you want the feeling you're chasing through the meadows with chasing your favorite doe, drink the vortex water.
Oh, it does that too. I didn't realize. I didn't know that it had that benefit.
Haven't you noticed I don't leave you alone?
Oh my!
Have you noticed
that? I didn't realize that was all about vortex.
Of course it is.
Oh my gosh!
It gets my motor
vortex
spinning.
Okay. I think we need another show, or Gary's going to filter this out. Okay. All right. You go ahead.
Anyhow, folks, if you really want to taste water, come to Alive and Well. Real vortex water, vital, full of life water, because the molecular construction of water, is hydrogen and oxygen. But hydrogen and oxygen can be hydrogen and oxygen, or it can be hydrogen and oxygen, which gives you vitality and exuberance and a wonderful taste and feel in your mouth, which regular tap water just doesn't give you. So you want to get the vortex water. Bring your glass or whatever container you have, half gallons, gallons, pints, cup, whatever it is, at the vortex. It's right there. It's super filtered and ozonated and hydrating to every cell in your body.
That's right. And remember, this is proven and this is established across the planet on vortex power, the main benefits with vortex power, okay? And one of the quoting, as they do, in 1938, this very famous doctor, really, it goes back so many years, Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, the highest degree ever, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly any disease, not even cancer, can arise. And these two parameters of the high oxygenation and hydrogenation are positively supported in vortex water, and the oxygen content is maximized. And all of that high homeopathy, helping eliminate heavy metals, pesticides, plasticides, structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, saving energy, on and on, all the great things. But it tastes wonderful too, as everybody says.
And it feels wonderful in your mouth.
It does. And plants love it. When you water the plants, they dance around. Honestly, they just get so much better.
It takes me out of my vegetative state when
I drink. It does. It's really amazing. And we want you to know before we leave that topic that, Alive and Well has been around for many, many, many years, this wonderful show, and hopefully you're enjoying it so much. But it's new timings, okay? So just to remember, it's a new radio show every week for many years, but the new times are that it's repeated and heard at 3 p.m. on Mondays, at 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and at 8 a.m. on Sundays, okay? So you can always, you missed it, or you had friends that you wanted to hear, or your loved ones, you've got to hear that what they were just talking about. This is the schedule, 3 p.m.
Well, let's
Mondays.
Talk about what's the pain.
This is really important. You have to hear this because we have to understand that we have our choices. And when we make a choice that can go bye-bye to life, we don't want that choice. So read this big-time medical information that came out.
Here it is, folks. This is from an anonymous doctor.
Yes.
Okay, he calls himself the Midwestern doctor.
That's right.
He's still practicing medicine in the Midwest, someplace in the Midwest. And he deliberately does not reveal his identity because he doesn't want to be flooded with extra patients from surrounding areas or maintaining any kind
or
of
hate mail or diatribes or this type of thing either.
Or what just
any of
he's over busy as it is.
He's okay? A very famous doctor.
And but he's a holistic physician.
Yes.
And that means, as you may have realized by now, we talk about holistic physicians as being the source of life-giving nutrients in our environment, in our lifestyle. And so this is what he says about pain. What they don't tell us about treating pain
says
is the title
doctor.
Of his article. And he says, story at a glance, spinal pain affects millions despite over $134 billion spent annually in the U.S. alone. $134
billion
spent on spinal pain,
right.
Just in the U.S. With most patients remaining stuck in chronic pain cycles due to treatments that address symptoms rather than the root causes. And as you may know by now, we always talk about the root causes and the nutrients and the holistic physicians who champion the fact that nutrition creates new cellular life.
That's right.
Drugs are very effective in reducing pain. Well, sometimes
temporarily.
Not, yeah, right. but in so doing, they have terrible side effects, and that's some of that is going to be discussed here in this article. Common pain generators are generally missed, says the doctor, including the tight muscles, the structured misalignments, trapped emotions, inflammatory conditions, leaving patients to cycle through increasingly dangerous interventions without addressing the underlying issues.
Very important.
Cause. Conventional medication, says the doctor, create more problems than they solve. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are the leading cause of drug-related hospital admissions. Shall I say that again?
Say that again. NSAIDs.
Non-steroidal.
Sorry, dear.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are the leading cause of drug-related hospital admissions.
Unbelievable.
Tylenol causes 56,000 emergency room visits annually from toxicity, and gabapentin provides minimal benefit while causing cognitive effects such as drowsiness and dead brain.
You know, and the NSAIDs, can I just say this one thing? They are known and recognized for the very long time as the leading cause of liver failure and kidney failure. The number one cause of liver failure are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, that's the over-the-counter drugs you can pick up anywhere, okay? And Tylenol at the top of the list, the leading cause of liver failure.
And the doctors don't tell you that when they give you the prescription.
Or no. You don't even need a prescription. You just go into any,
well, that's true.
That's right. That's
just take a painkiller. Well, folks, these are some of the side effects that the doctors, holistic physicians, talk about. And this fellow, the Midwestern doctor, is, I'm reading directly from what he wrote. Corticosteroids, despite being wonder drugs, cause devastating long-term damage, says the doctor, including 15% yearly bone loss, 70% weight gain rates, and dramatic increases in heart attacks, 226% increase, heart failure, 272% increase, and strokes, 73% increase. Spinal injuries remain highly profitable but questionable in effectiveness, with significant risks that patients often don't learn till too late.
Can I just say one thing? I was brought up on corticosteroids. When I was a little kid, I have a severe asthmatic and allergic child. Nonstop, the thing that they gave me nonstop was cortisone and then the inhaler, albuterol. Okay. Now I got worse and worse and worse. We were at the doctor's every single week when I was a child, and all of it. And then they, at one point, you know, just before my teenage, when I got into my early teenage years, the doctors were saying that I would not live past my early 20s. This is not with the corticosteroids and the drugs. Mm-hmm. They said everything was, my lungs were being destroyed, everything. I wouldn't live past my, and the only way I was allergic to everything on the planet, and they wanted me to go into an isolated area in the middle of the West, in which only people were isolated, and they were just given certain foods, and you had to be away from all other people and all civilization.
And take your drugs.
And just to try to survive a little bit longer.
That's right.
That's before I learned about nutrients and what nutrients did, and all of that vanished. And I can't, if you haven't guessed, I'm way up there in the years, and I haven't had that sickness, thank God, for a long time.
But to reduce the symptoms, everything holistic physicians point out all the time is that every ill health development is created by chronic inflammation.
There you go.
Chronic inflammation, as we've said so many times, perhaps ad nauseum on this program, chronic inflammation is fire. Fire destroys the little things in your body called cells. And those cells are invisible to the human eye without a microscope. But chronic inflammation gives you the ache in the knee. It gives you the sore thumbs or the fingers. It gives you the mental approach to life. Chronic inflammation is like the inferno that happened in Lahaina or the unbelievable fires of Southern California. For your cells, it's death. And when the cells die, they don't function like a healthy cell because they're not there anymore. So then you have an inflamed condition. You have a pain. You have a development of an infection. You have a chronic condition. Well, pain power, a product we had developed by a holistic physician, the formula of which is primarily curcuminoids, and
Boswellia, and the anti-inflammatory enzymes, and not that, and just like it says on it, there's not one allergen, not one inflammatory substance, nothing like that, no negative, no anything like that, and it all no drugs,
no
whatsoever.
Negative side effects,
none,
whatsoever.
None.
But it has two of the most effective forms of curcumin, along with natokinase,
right,
and serratiopeptidase, and amla. And
the enzymes that eat up, natural enzymes that eat up the inflammation.
That's the whole story.
And the Boswellia.
And the testimonials are phenomenal.
Phenomenal. We thought about it just recently, watching the Tony Awards, and our daughter, one of the, what do they give, you know?
Presenters,
and in beautiful gowns and all, but because she was a prior Tony Award winner, but none of that could have happened to her because she had broken down the family thing of the destructive joints and an inflammatory arthritic disease, and they said she wouldn't be able to work anymore and have to be in a wheelchair and needed a hip transplant, all of that. Instead, we had them top specialists. I mean, what had happened for me, which it would save me, was the pain power. Mm-hmm. And then it saved her, too, within a week. She didn't have to give her Broadway show and ended up doing many shows and getting a Tony and a Grammy.
That's right.
That was really wonderful. All the things
we can't guarantee
back.
You're going to get a Tony Award.
I can't do that.
But we can tell you that pain power reduces inflammation.
That's right.
The magic of the product. It isn't a drug. There's no undesirable side effects. You don't get diarrhea or you don't get any other kind of complications with liver or with kidneys, whatever it might be that the drugs always give you. But the pain power works by reducing the chronic inflammation, which does what? Saves your cells from inferno.
That's
it's
right.
Just that simple, folks, and it works, as say all the holistic physicians who use natural therapies. Nutrients build life. Drugs reduce symptoms. Drugs do not solve the problem. If you're concerned about this summation of drugs don't solve the problem, consider heart disease. The medical profession, the drug industry, treats heart disease by giving you statin drugs,
oh, God,
and blood pressure drugs, and blood thinners, and all kinds of other condition drugs to supposedly help your condition. Well, the statin drugs weaken your heart muscle.
That's right.
The statin drugs can cause you sarcopenia, which is weak muscles throughout your body. The statin drugs also cause dementia and slow-wittedness.
It says that. It's on the black box warning that it does that.
And what happens?
And diabetes, and shoots up the sugar.
If the drugs are so effective in helping with heart disease, why do 800,000 people die of heart disease every year?
That's right.
Those are American people, not just worldwide, but American people die 800,000 a year from heart disease, and they're taking all the drugs that the medical science, they call it, offers.
Yes, and here's an applause.
But to reduce the inflammation, I can't say that pain power is a cure for heart disease. Pain power reduces inflammation, and inflammation of the arteries and capillaries and the muscles of your heart and your brain and every other muscle in your body, is inflammation is the creator of ill health, all sorts.
And here is, if I were doing a Tony Award, I would like to have the Tony Awards in another aspect besides, and I'm an actor, you know. We did Broadway and all of that. I know how you can respect just about theater. Well, I'd like to see the Tony Awards maybe giving another name for all the great holistically minded doctors who have brought this information out about what great nutrients can do and all the lives that have been saved. I want to see them bowing at, maybe it's not Rockefeller Center or one of those great theaters.
Why not Rockefeller Center?
Why not? It should be the biggest anywhere.
For sure.
Let them take their bows. We'll all dress up. We'll all applaud. We'll give them awards. And here is another doctor that writes all the time, and of the true reports, he's not making any of this up. Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, very famous, just came out. Okay? And here it is. He's writing about this. Statin drugs lead to multiple adverse effects, says the doctor, and he quotes the clinical trials. They only quote the clinical trials. And I'm quoting, now that cholesterol has been firmly established as the villain in the minds of certain doctors and their patients, the pharmaceutical drug companies have a huge incentive to create an assortment of drugs that effectively lower cholesterol levels, but at what price? For instance, says the doctor, statins are designed to block an enzyme, MHGCOA reductase, that is responsible for cholesterol's formation. Unfortunately, says, the cholesterol pathway is responsible for producing coenzyme CardioQ10, which is vital for providing the cells with energy. He says,
in
fact, says the doctor, the earliest biochemical defect in Parkinson's disease is a loss of the CardioQ10. Did you hear that? The earliest biochemical defect in Parkinson's disease is a loss of CardioQ10. Three parts of the body in particular require a great deal of energy, the muscles, the heart, and the brain. One of the most common side effects of taking statin medications is muscle pain, fatigue, and weakness, mental defectives, and sugar imbalance. Statin use has been shown to damage muscle tissue itself, even in lower doses. Heart and brain dysfunction result from taking these medications. In each case, the drug makers have written articles denying the adverse side effects, but all the medical literature says otherwise. One author even made a good case for statins increasing cancer risk. Pharmaceutical companies then promoted it as an anti-cancer drug. Oh, gosh. Meanwhile, as noted, atherosclerosis, that's hardening of the arteries, researchers have concluded that this condition is caused by inflammation, and there have been many inflammatory substances, such as, he says, omega-6 fats are highly inflammatory and increase all inflammation-linked conditions, including autoimmune diseases, inflammatory bowel diseases, neurodegenerative diseases, cancer, and all, and he says all and toxic substances like aluminum, lead, mercury, and all of these toxins cause significant inflammation. He's talking here about how important statins rob the body of the cardio-Q10. Can you read about the?
I can, but let me just say this first. In the meantime, all the discussion about statins preventing heart. Let's stop here, Gary.
What?
And that is that cholesterol is not the cause of heart attacks. Cholesterol does not give you the dementia. It's inflammation, say the holistic MDs and cardiologists. The inflammation destroys connective tissue, destroys the neurons in the brain, destroys the mitochondria of the heart muscle itself, and inflammation causes the destruction of the arteries and capillaries. Keep in mind that a capillary is tiny, 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 tiny. You can't see it without a microscope. But the inflammation burns up that. It creates hardening of the arteries, and the blood can't get through to the heart muscle. The heart muscle then becomes weaker. The blood can't get through to the brain. The brain becomes because the inflammation has burned up the blood highways, the capillaries, the arteries. The blood circulation is hardened and burned off. But cardio-CoQ10 helps with the mitochondria, helps with developing new blood passageways, new cellular energy, adenosine triphosphate, the major source of energy for every cell in your body. And those things create new blood passageways, new oxygen delivery, new nutrient delivery to every cell in your heart, your brain, and your little toe. But going on with what cardio-CoQ10 can do, here's what the holistic physician says. And cardio-CoQ10 is different than any other CoQ10 on the market.
Right.
It's a phenomenal form that's better absorbed, better utilized, better results than just CoQ10. Okay, cardio-coenzyme Q10, says the doctor, is a vitamin-like molecule that is produced in the body. The liver makes it. And statin drugs deplete it. Specifically, it is found in the mitochondria of cells, which produce energy. It is made downstream from cholesterol. Therefore, we need an adequate amount of cholesterol in the body in order to manufacture cardio-CoQ10.
There's the big-time fact right over there. You can't even make hormones without it.
And when you reduce the cholesterol, you reduce the body's ability to produce CoQ10. And when you reduce the CoQ10, you create a weak muscle. You create a non-muscle. You create a gasping muscle, because it cannot produce the energy that is required. Drugs that lower cholesterol levels, such as the statin drugs, are directly associated with the levels of cardio-CoQ10, which is concentrated in the muscles where it is needed. Is the heart a muscle?
The heart is.
It's a blood muscle.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The heart is responsible for the production of adenosine triphosphate. That's the cellular energy that makes the muscles able to function throughout the body and the heart. Adenosine triphosphate. That is what the cardio-Q10 does,
And it's needed for metabolism, for the very creation of energy production. As cardio-CoQ10 levels fall, says the doctor, with the statin use, cardio-Q10 will decline in the mitochondria. And what are the mitochondria? They are those microscopic little pieces of poof in every invisible
cell, which
creates energy for the one cell. I've mentioned this before, but consider this. A heart cell muscle contains in every invisible cell. You can't see a human cell without a microscope. But under a microscope, within that parameter of that heart cell are 5,000 invisible mitochondria who need what? Cardio-CoQ10 to produce energy, adenosine triphosphate, for the one cell.
Right.
But when you multiply or add or combine all those invisible cells together into a piece of meat, about 8.5 ounces in weight, stick it in the middle of your chest, it's called a heart. And that heart beats every second of your life. If a healthy heart pulse is 60 beats per minute.
Yes, mitochondria. Well, I always call them not only the mitochondria, but the mitochondria.
You can't have the energy, absolutely.
You can't have the strength, you can't do that. And you can't have the mental clarity either. Remember that the statin drugs, that's part of the black box warning. They cause mental decline. And they shoot up diabetic blood sugars.
And muscle weakness. Why?
Right.
Because they destroy the cardio-CoQ10.
Yes, they do.
All right? So.
Says the doctor.
Let me get back to the article. He says, objective studies of cardiac output, of stroke volume, of ejection fraction, and of cardiac index showed improvement with cardio coenzyme Q10.
All the parameters of the excellent functioning and proliferation of all the cells of the heart. Are we hearing this?
And the doctor goes on to say that studies have focused on patients with mild to moderate congestive heart failure, but one found that giving a cardio CoQ10 every day to advanced heart failure patients improved their symptoms in 82% with just 100 milligrams a day.
Unbelievable.
And
unbelievable.
People, as you age, folks, your liver doesn't make the very life-sustaining components that brought you to puberty and to young adulthood and vibrance in life. As you get older, these things peter out, if you will. And they find that when the people given with your ability to create new life diminishes by the time you're 40 years old.
But we can change it. We can change it.
And that's where the cardio-CoQ10 comes in. It says the patients improved 82% improvement with just 100 milligrams. Other people are taking 200, 300, 400 milligrams a day.
Perfect.
Okay.
Had better hearts than they ever had.
Another finding was equally impressive. 2 years after cardio-CoQ10 therapy, the survival rate was 62% compared to 25% for patients receiving conventional medical treatment or dying.
That's okay. Unbelievable.
There's no question that using higher doses would produce better results. The best thing about cardio-CoQ10, says the doctor, there are no side effects.
Zero.
It's completely safe. It creates cellular life.
And benefit after benefit after benefit. Okay, and you know, all of this knowledge keeps coming to us, all of it. I mean, it's incredible what it does. Okay, give back your body. Don't say to yourself, well, I guess I'm just too old. You know what? You can take back your health. Give it back to your body, okay? Much better than you had. I'm here where they said I'd be dead 60 years ago, okay?
Let me just mention this one thing.
Yes.
We've just given you a whole diatribe on statin drugs, right? And the pharmaceutical industry has come out with a brand new statin drug.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So you thought you had great results with a previous statin drug, which you didn't, because statins reduce the brain and the heart strength and the cellular strength in life.
And shoot up the blood sugar and give you the
but
dementia.
But cholesterol is not the creator of heart disease, say holistic physicians and non-drug representatives. The hardening of the arteries, the inflammation which destroys the arteries and the capillaries and the blood circulation, the food supply to the muscles of the heart and the brain, every cell in your body. It's the inflammation which destroys the circulatory system, which creates the hardening of the arteries, which depletes the health-giving nutrients arriving at their destination. It isn't the cholesterol. Without cholesterol, your brain turns to jelly. Without cholesterol, your heart becomes completely, as happens with people who take cholesterol drugs, their heart becomes weaker and weaker and weaker, as does every muscle in your body. So the idea, it's a holistic physicians again, and I'm repeating myself, I know, but it's so important, is nutrients. and Cardio CoQ10, especially the form we have at Alive and Well, is the most volatile form, the most beneficial form, the best digested, utilizable, energy-producing form that there is on the market.
You know, it's amazing, and here at Bravo, for another very famous doctor just came out, and he should take a bow on center stage, is Dr. Mercola, MD, and he says here, the title of the article, and again, he puts this out only based, he does nothing but base it on the clinical medical trials and their outcomes,
right.
Okay? And he says here, the title just came out, what you eat can affect colon cancer outcomes, medical researchers say. And he says here, eating the right organic foods helps people with advanced colon cancer live much longer, according to new medical research shared at a major cancer conference. Do we hear this? The study followed thousands of adults with stage 3 colon cancer and found that those who ate anti-inflammatory organic foods had better survival rates than those who ate processed foods, sugar, and omega-6 unhealthy fats.
Where do you find omega-6 fats in your diet? In all safflower, soy, corn,
canola,
sesame,
deep fat fried, all of those things that you get in
the... Let me go through the list. Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut,
yes,
and all vegetable oils, all nuts and seed oils added as a cooking oil in the recipe.
Except for the organic extra virgin olive oil. Okay.
But that not one. To be cooked at high temperature.
No, everything okay. Without the high temperature. Okay.
And the butter and the ghee and the coconut oil are wonderful to cook with, and butter does not give you a heart attack. Okay, it does contain some cholesterol, but as other doctors have said, we need cholesterol for our brain. We need it for our every cell in our body. But the seed oils create the inflammation, which creates the heart attacks and the hardening of the arteries, et cetera.
Right, and the processed foods, the chemicals, like he says here, the sugar and these unhealthy omega-6. The results, and he's quoting the medical results, showed that patients with the most inflammatory diets were 80% more likely to die from their cancer. What, do you hear this say that, I'm going to say it again, the results, the medical results of the clinical trials showed that patients with the most inflammatory diets were 87% more likely to die from their cancer. On the other hand, says the doctor, people who ate less inflammatory foods and exercised regularly had a much lower risk of death. Unbelievable. Doctors say lifestyle choices like organic foods and exercise are just as effective as cancer drugs and often much better. That's doctors saying that.
Right.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable, but where do you hear that? Where do you hear it? And where do you hear the fact, and this just came out in the news, and this was just at a Senate hearing, okay? Just at a Senate hearing. 82% miscarriages. OBGYN's COVID vaccination testimony blows deaths wide open at a Senate hearing. An obstetrician and gynecologist, that's a medical doctor, revealed to the United States Senate that women vaccinated with the COVID shot during their first trimester, that's the first 3 months of their pregnancy, experienced an 82% miscarriage rate. Unbelievable. Citing a study the doctor published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2021, that's a high-rate medical journal, Dr. James Thorpe testified to the United States Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs on May 21st that this miscarriage rate mirrored the effects of various abortion drugs designed explicitly to kill unborn babies. Moreover, according to Dr. Thorpe, the obstetrician gynecologist, the U.S. government, they're talking about the recent administration under a former president, knew about this but didn't care. The OBGYN, Dr. James Thorpe, delivered one of the most haunting moments of the hearing. He said that COVID shots, quote, mirrored the effects of chemical abortion drugs, and the government knew what it was doing, but kept doing it. And here's his quote. This deception was institutionalized in the now infamous Shimabukuro study published on April in the digital version of the New England Journal of Medicine, he said, according to the transcript. Okay, the raw data revealed an 82% miscarriage rate in women vaccinated during this trimester. But, and can you quote this last of what he has to say?
And what they say so often is that all these vaccines are safe.
Bull.
Okay. But if you recall the sudden infant death syndrome that occurred years ago, babies dying in their crib overnight. Why? Well, the doctors said it was because the baby was sleeping on its stomach, and that obstructed the air passageways, and it died. And other medical authorities, geniuses, all said that other alibis, other excuses. But in every instance, the baby who died had just received a vaccine within the last 3 or 4 days before the death. Vaccines for a youngster of, what, 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old, a month, 6 months old, and they die. Vaccines are not as safe as the drug industry wants you to believe they are. And the drug industry sells an awful lot of vaccines, as they did with the COVID vaccine. And how successful was that? Not just for youngsters, but for teenagers, 14-year-old kids dying on the playground. Why? A mystery. And they couldn't be the vaccine.
Inflammation of the heart.
No, it couldn't.
Inflammation
but it
of
does.
The heart. Go ahead and read what he has to say in the title.
Okay, Dr. Thorpe also mentioned a New England Journal of Medicine op-ed co-written by then Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky in 2021, 2 years before she resigned, that he said sought to coerce pregnant women into taking the vaccine despite the known risks. That's a government official saying, take the vaccine, and the doctor says, well, that's, you know, the results. The OBGYN expressed anger over this blatant promotion of the vaccine to pregnant women.
Right.
Would you ever recommend the vax to another person, even if they were particularly endangered by the COVID? And the answer was no. Difficult to conceive of a more egregious breach of medical ethics by the government-controlled medical industrial complex. What does that term mean? Medical industrial government-controlled. It's generally recognized as safe, as they say, but generally recognized as safe means what? Well, generally safe, you know.
Bull.
It's kind of safe. Yeah, generally recognized. Well, it's... all of our tests show that it's generally recognized as safe, going on with the article. Medical industrial complex and the systemic promotion of COVID-19 vaccines to pregnant women. This campaign was not accidental. It was calculated.
That's right.
Oh,
it's calculated. And what can you say?
To sell the vaccine.
To sell a drug. And you know, again, this is a medical analysis by McCullough, but again, just came out too. And metabolic health through real-time data is the article. And he says that, whole list of medical trials, 74% of Americans overweight, 50% have type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, making a dramatic increase from 1950 when only 1% of people in the United States had diabetes. Now, he's talking now, 50%.
50% have diabetes.
It's gone from 1%. And here is what has been shown. Ultra-processed foods containing seed oils, says the doctor, quoting, additives and artificial ingredients contribute significantly to poor metabolic health, including in children who get 67% of all their calories from these toxic sources. Corporate influences, says Dr. McCullough, according to the trials, shapes health policies, food choices, with industry funding research that downplays junk foods, harmful effects while promoting treatment over prevention. Children's health is declining rapidly, with autism rates jumping from 1 in 150 in 2000 to 1 in 30 today.
Holy mackerel.
That's just a few not short years. Ultra-processed foods, pesticides, says the doctor, and hormone-destructing chemicals are involved in worsening children's health. And simple daily habits like avoiding all of these ultra-processed foods, eating organic foods, reducing stress, and reducing disease risk by these choices, okay, are absolutely significant, and talks about metabolic health and why you should care. It's how your body turns food into energy. And he goes on to say, Dr. Casey, who wrote about this, young adults are getting dementia three times more, that's 300% greater than in 2012. Cancer rates going up in people under 50, he calls it a dessert death. And he points the finger, the leading doctor that's quoted here points the finger, what you eat shapes your metabolic health. Dr. Casey and Dr. Kelly point the finger at ultra-processed foods, sugary cereals, fast foods, packaged snacks. These aren't just processed, they're loaded with these seed oils, which contain linoleic acid, additives, and fake ingredients. Children are hit hard, they go on. 67% of their calories come from these foods.
Okay, and Robert Kennedy is receiving all kinds of flack from the senators and the industry, food industry and the drug industry, for what he's trying to do in cleaning up the food supply for Americans, for everybody. And that is to get rid of the junk, get rid of the inflammatory components, get rid of the excess sugars, get rid of the synthetic flavoring and the conditioners and all the poisons they put into a processed food to make it more marketable and to entice you to taste it and to use it. Also the pesticides and herbicides, all the things that they spray on into the air. Kennedy is trying to clean all of this up, and he's getting a lot of flack from congressmen who are being pressured by the food industry,
right,
and lobbying efforts against him because of what he's trying to do to clean up the food and make it more healthy for you.
Yes, and you know what the two doctors here and the other specialists are saying, what we've been quoting here, and all of that. Okay, he said, parents, this is one of the things they sum up and say, you're not powerless. Cut all these ultra-processed foods from your children's diets. Swap your healthy lunches for home-packed meals with nutritional, organic, real ingredients, and don't do these automatic prescriptions, just these pills that cause all these toxins that are going on. But these doctors are saying that and have great integrity. Great integrity.
It never stops.
Never stops. So we have to have integrity. We have to take back your health, okay? We have to take back our health. We are not powerless. You have your power to be alive and well and to make the choices that make you that. And you know, that's what we're, our whole passion is. That's what we care about. We've seen it in our own lives. You know, a lady said to me the other day, what's so important about vitamin E? I said, you see this? Our son was standing there. I said, you don't see our daughter here. But that came about because of vitamin E.
What
when
came
I was
about
22,
because of vitamin E?
Our son and our daughter and our grandkids. Because they said I had a massive tumor when I was 22, large orange, small grapefruit. And follow the words of two famous doctors from Canada, the Shute brothers. And one was an OBGYN. He says, take the natural vitamin E because got enabled the liver to detoxify these excess estrogens. I took it in 6 weeks. The large orange, small grapefruit, they wanted to take out my uterus and that, completely disappeared, and I had my kids and my grandkids. Just a nutrient. Instead of the drastic things, do the nutrients. Come to Alive and Well. You can always talk to Dennis or Mona. We're not doctors, don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications, doctor's area. Share the information with no charge in a comfortable area, zero charge. But make an appointment, 877-4950, 877-4950. And remember also that you can call that for any one of our wonderful services, the beautiful foods. We can have everything ready for you, parties, you name it, mailing, you name it. And remember that our radio show is heard every week, but it's new times. It's repeated three times, 3 p.m. Mondays, 5 p.m. Saturdays, and 8 a.m. Sundays. Okay, and then the next week's a new show, but repeated those three times. And we are there for you in every conceivable way, 877-4950 for any of our wonderful services, and giving you, give healthily, okay? Do healthy things. You can make the choices that make all the difference in your life, okay?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that,
Optimum
health is alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.